Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Yud Beis. Mitzvah Yud Beis says the chinuch shelo le'achol mikol davar she'ish bo chametz. As we continue in the 20 mitzvahs in Parshas Bo, and related to Pesach, what the isser of not eating anything that has chametz in it. This should not be confused with the isser of mitzvah Yutes, seven mitzvahs from now, which is the mitzvah of not eating chametz. That we didn't get to yet. Shelo le'achol chametz b'Pesach, that's mitzvah Yutes. But here we have the even bigger chiddush. Shelo le'achol mikol davar she'ish bo chametz. One is not allowed to eat what's called ta'aroves chametz. Why is it in this order? Because again, as we all know, the chinuch goes in the order of the psukim, order of the parsha. So earlier in Perek Yud Beis and Parshas Bo, we have the whole Perek all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tzivui about Karban Pesach. In there, chametz is mentioned, but not as a losa say. It's mentioned that one who eats chametz will get kares. That is mentioned. It says in the Yud Beis Tesvav, Shivas Yamei Masos Tochelu, if you eat matzah for 7 days, Ach B'yam HaRishon Tashbisu Sarmi Batechem. We discussed already matzah, we discussed Tashbisu. Ki kol ochel chametz v'nechrosa nefeshim Yisrael. One who eats chametz gets kares. But no language of Aveira is used. The first language of Aveira is at the end of the Perek. Kol machmetzes lo sochelu. Anything that has machmet, anything that rises, that has some chametz lo sochelu. That's the pasuk, the Chazal Darshanel, this iser, as the Chiddush is going to quote in a minute. Only later on in Perek Yud Gimel, where we have the end of Parshas Bo, where we have Kadosh Likol Bechar, the Parsha that's in our tefillin, that's where it says, V'lo ye'achel chametz, chametz should not be eaten, so that already is a lashon of a losaseh, and that is why the Isser of eating real chametz, that is later on, which we'll get to, Be'ez Hashem, in seven mitzvahs from now. But today, we talk about the Isser of ta'aroves chametz, chametz that is in a mixture. Says the chinuch, shelo le'achol midvarim sheyesh bahem chametz. One is not allowed to eat chametz even in a mixture. Even if you're not eating bread, I'm not eating something that is totally defined by chametz. It's still aser daraisa kagon kutach habavli v'chayotzibo, as the Gemara had given certain examples. Shneamar kol machmetzas lo sochelu upirshu zecharnu lavracha. We learn from this she'inyan hakasev hazeh yorabazeh. Kol machmetzas means including these items. If it's tarovish kakiblu apirishbo. That's the Pirush. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't just quote this. He goes even further, and we learn Kol Shekein this. The Shulchan Aruch in Taf Mem Beis, the Siman on Ta'arovas Chametz in Hilchos Pesach, the Shulchan Aruch says, Ta'arovas Chametz, over Malavu Shabbat Yerubah Yimatzeh. Ta'arovas Chametz, one violates if one has it in one's house. That's the issue we discussed yesterday. So Kol Shekein, you can't eat it. You can't even have it in your house. Surely you can't eat it. That's the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Taf Mem Beis. Tough Mem Beis. No other Aveira that I can think of right now has two separate Aveiras. You're not allowed to eat it, and you're not allowed to eat anything that has it in it. Two separate, like Nevela. You can't eat Nevela, and you can't eat Tarovas Nevela. No, everything is just that. Only Chametz. Again, similar to what we've said. Chametz is unique. That you can't even eat a separate Isser to teach me that you can't even eat Tarovas Chametz. Right? Remember the Radvaz that we quoted a couple of days ago, Tuf Kuf Ayin Zayin, where the Radvaz says Chametz is unique in that it has an Isser of Kares, and one has to destroy it, and we eat it the whole year, so we have to go overboard the other direction on Pesach, so the Torah has to come and Aser even a Mashahu. I didn't quote it inside when I mentioned it a couple of days ago, but the Ber Hetev quotes the Arizal, the beginning of Siman Taf Mem Zayin. This is all these Isurim of Pesach are related. Arizal Kasav, it's in the Ber Hetev. Hanizhar Mimashahu Chametz BePesach. If somebody is careful about not eating one little morsel of chametz pesach, that's like this sister too. Even taroves muvtach lo shelo yechte kol hashana. I promise you, says the Arizal, that he's not going to sin the whole year. But again, this is part of the uniqueness of the Isser of chametz. Just one dvar hashkafa related to this that I saw yesterday. That is Rav Pinkus in his Agada in Teferes Shimshon. In his Agada, towards the beginning, he talks about what is it about all these Isurim of Pesach that we don't have a separate Isser anywhere else of Bal Yira and Bal Yimatzeh and the separate Isser of Tarovas Chametz. All of these are unique. Says Rav Pinkus, Tam Adavarhu, Mishum, this is on page Ches in his Agada, Mishum, Shebetchilas Ha'avaya Shalam Yisrael, Shehu Bebechinas Am Hanolad, Yishlinko Bemishnah Zehiris Bechol Davar Shel Nekiyus. Says Rav Pinkus, when a baby is born, there has to be extra careful precautions taken. The environment, the sterile nature of the environment, it's got to be perfect. No germs in a baby nursery, in a hospital. Everything's got to be perfect, not even a little bit of germs. Somebody older, he can handle it. He's already developed the antibodies. He's already mature. Body is mature, so maybe he can handle a little bit of outside detrimental forces. Adam mevugar oseku miskayim b'chol minei inyanim. Ach tinok shezeh ata nolad yesh lidog la'atzem kiyumo. But this baby that was just born, you got to be worried about his existence. If it's not perfect, if it's not pure, it could affect his entire life. Even if something later wouldn't affect the person's life when they're a little older, at the first moments of birth, you got to be extra careful. Only after he's been alive for a little while, so then that's where we could let our guard down a little bit. Chag HaPesach is the time when Bnei Yisrael were born. This is the Chag HaLeida. These are the moments that we first became the Am, the Avdei Hashem. We left Mitzrayim. So that is why we have to go overboard. We have to have such a sterile environment. Chametz, which symbolizes the Sarsha Be'east of the Yitzhahara that keeps us away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not even a trace of it. A tiny, even Tarovis Chametz is a separate Isser. B'kol Shavu HaRishon, a week. Right, Daraisa, 1 week. 1 week is the first week of the baby. Shachai HaAdam Iker Tafkidu HaIsuk B'kfiyas Etzem Mitzias HaChayim Shalom. Once I get through this week, so then afterwards I could let it down. So that's why the first week, chametz and all of it symbolizes, Rav Pinchas says, that is the message for us. Okay. Continuing the Sefer HaChinuch. V'das HaRambam, Zechorna Levracha. The Chinuch is now going to quote a major machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban about Tarovis chametz. Very lamaisa and very important how to define it. What is included in this Isser? This Isser, the Sefer HaChinuch says, is eating a mixture. What do we mean here? So the Rambam says, we've mentioned this year in the past. If there is an entire kezayis of chametz in this mixture, there are a lot of other ingredients too, but in the mixture there's a kezayis within the amount that's called kedei achilas pras, a half a loaf. Let's say if I would eat it in 3 to 9 minutes, whatever the shear is, I would eat a kezayis of chametz in there, says the Rambam, that's what's included in this iser. Asim and atzara balav. Chlomar, lemalkas avalol kares. This iser, eating tarovas chametz, as we'll see, only gets malkas. There's no kares. The Rambam shita is, kares is only for chametz ba'en. Pure, unadulterated chametz. That's the Rambam. If it's a mixture with chametz in it, even if, this is the chiddush of the Rambam, even if you have chametz bechtei achilas pras, you have a whole amount of chametz in there. And if you eat it in the next 6 minutes, whatever it is, I will eat a kezayis of chametz within the mixture. Says the Rambam, that's malkus. That's not kares. That's this iser. Mikivin shenisarif barov, vim lo yebam chametz bechtei achilas pras. What if it's not even a kezayis of chametz bechtei achilas pras? Says the Rambam, that's an iser d'rabanan. Lo yebo malkas elamakas mardus shlefisheinu asur min atorah elamidurabanan. That's what the Rambam says here in the Sefer HaMitzvahs in Lo Saseh Kuf Tzadik Ches. The Rambam says this as well in Mishnah Torah. Just in case we thought that he was just writing it in Sefer HaMitzvahs, he writes this halachically in Mishnah Torah in Perak Aleph Halacha Vav in Hilchos Chametz Umatzah. Says the Rambam, Ein chayav in kares ela al achilas atzmo shel chametz. I'm only chayav kares, which is the issur of eating chametz, which is mitzvah yates, which we didn't get to yet. I'm only chayav kares if I eat unadulterated pure chametz. If I eat bread, aval iruv chametz. If I eat a mixture, it has chametz in it. It gives examples. Kol adom lehen meyadvarim shachametz meurav bahen imachlam pibesach loke ve'ein bakaris. You only get malchus and no karis because of the pasuk of kol machmetzes lo sochelu. Bameyadvarim amurim. The Rambam finishes off as he's mentioned. Bishachol kezayis chametz betoch tarovis v'deachilas pras. If it's kezayis v'deachilas pras, that's this iser daraisa of a lav. Aval im ein betarovas kezayis b'chayachilas pras. If you don't have it, says the Rambam, makas mardus. That is the sheet of the Rambam. It's a separate iser, and it's talking about kezayis b'chayachilas pras. The Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvah says, Rambam, I'm sorry to argue with you, but I don't agree at all with what you're saying. Says the Ramban, and the Sefer HaChinuch quotes it here too in the next paragraph. V'Ramban zechorno levracha kasav hefach mizeh. Just the opposite. This lav. Right, how do you understand this mitzvah? This is why we're doing this. There are 613 mitzvahs. What is this mitzvah of Kol Machmetzes Lo Sochelu? Says the Rambam, if you eat a kezayis of chametz with achilas pras, within, right, that's the iser of malchus, and you get malchus for that. Only if you eat chametz ba'en do you get kares. Says the Rambam, no way. This iser, this lav, einenu nachshav b'chlal lavin. There shouldn't be a separate iser. Says the Rambam, Miman of Shach, you should not count this as a separate Isser. Why? Elashubin Alavim Aramim Shabo B'chametz Bizar should be included in the larger Isser of Chametz. Why? The Ramban continues. He quotes the Gemara, skip a few words, says the Ramban, Aval Be'inyin Chametz Nisarev, says the Ramban, when you have Chametz that got mixed up, it's either one direction or the other. If you have enough chametz in kedei achilas pras, that if I eat for the next 6 minutes, I'm going to eat a kezias of chametz, that's an issa kares. Why should that only be malchus? You ate chametz bechdei achilas pras, so what that there were other ingredients there? You ate chametz within 6 minutes, a kezias of chametz, that's kares. And that's not a separate issa. Ain't sorach la b'fnei asmo. Says the Ramban, what is the Ramban talking about? Shaharei hu ki'ilu hu ba'en. It's as if the item is there. V'yishbo kareis kamo kol chametz hu ba'en. Who cares that there are other ingredients? That doesn't make it worse. That is an iser of kareis. And what about the other case? V'im lo yeh b'tarovas kizayis b'chlein achilas pras. And if you don't have kizayis b'chlein achilas pras, that's an iser de Rabbanan. But this iser, there's no such iser. Right? Shaloch lepater av alaser. Shaloch edivir chachamim. Al chametz dog and gomer onish kareis v'koshu b'kizayis lechilas pras dog and gomer nikra v'ali ruvo below klum. And therefore the Ramban says, I don't know what you're talking about. So this is a question that has bothered many of the achronim. How do you defend the Rambam? It seems like the Ramban is right. There's a kizayis of chametz in front of me. I eat a kizayis of chametz within 6 minutes or whatever the shear is. I'm only going to get malchus because there happen to be other ingredients here too. So, many of the Achronim quote the Merkevas HaMishnah. If you look at Rabbi Sachs' Sefer on Psachim, in Chazon L'Yamim, in Chelek Aleph, he also quotes his Merkevas HaMishnah. It's quoted also in one of the Misora journals, in the 5th Chelek. So the Merkevas HaMishnah suggests, based on another Rambam, you know what the Rambam would agree. If, most cases, if it's not, if you have Kezayis, B'chlechlechlechlech, perhaps that's a Kari. So you know what the Rambam's case is here? Where it's less than Shishim. You can't taste it. So usually, if you can't taste something, it's not there. That's the chiddush. Even if you have a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, if it's not no saint tam to the mixture, so usually it's batel, then it's not there. That's the chiddush of this Rambam. The Rambam doesn't say it explicitly here. He said he's diukim elsewhere in other Rambams in Hilchos Macholos Asuros, but that is the suggestion of the Merkevas HaMishnah, one of the great Mepharshim on the Rambam. I'll read you Rabbi Sachs' synopsis of the Merkevas HaMishnah. In a chinami, b'tarovas chametz yishbo nesinas tam chayev kares al achilaso. If it's a tarovas of chametz, chayev kares. If it's a regular, if you could taste it, and there's a kezayis chametz, and it's kezayis with the achilas pras. Ulam hatakatzal haRambam, b'tarovas chametz havi iser bifnei atzmo, she'ein bo kares, haynu dafka k'shein ha'iser no sin tam. That's it, there's no nesinas tam. It doesn't taste like chametz. Could go min b'mino. Tiavagav de Bishar Isur and Batel Isur, Biki Agavna, Mikal Makam, Batarovas Chametz, Eno Batel, Velokin Alav. So that is what the Merkevas HaMishnah says. He quotes here that Rab Chaim also agreed to that. He thought that was the pshat of the Rambam. Okay, but that is a major machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. What is the Isur of Kol Machmatzes Lo Sochel? Good, continuing a little bit. Misharshi mitzvah zu, Mashakasavnu Bisaor, Vulam Lechazek Adavar, Beli Beinu, Hirchiktanu Hatorim Yeno Kolkach. Right, the Shorash HaMitzvah is the same thing that we wrote already by Sa'or and by others to remember that Hashem took us out in haste. But because Hashem wants to drive home the point, we have many mitzvahs related to this idea. Dini HaMitzvah kon dvarim shenechlu b'isr zeh u'mahin u'mashman b'yeser prateha b'psachim. Dini HaMitzvah, what's included, is Mefurishim Psachim. So it happens to be that this sugya is very halacha l'maisa in terms of what happens with medicines. Medicines, cosmetics, all of that is based on this issur. Those are all ta'arovos chametz. What medicines do I have to get rid of? What medicines do I have to worry if there's chametz in there? So that is it. With dog food, right? Do I have to worry about dog food? The answer is, in all these cases, the rule the Shulchan Aruch says in Simin Tuf Mem Zat in Tuf Mem Beis, as long as a dog could eat it, the rule generally is it's usser, and you got to get rid of it. That's the rule. It has to be nifsal me'achilas kelev. It has to be that even a dog won't eat this. That's when I am allowed to have it in my house. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Tuf Mem Beis. Hapas atzma she'ipsha. You have bread that turned totally moldy. V'nifsala me'lachol ha'kelev. And a dog wouldn't eat it. U'melugma she'nisracha. Or if I have a bandage, but a bandage that I use on the band, that I use some type of flour that became putrid. Eino chaya levaer. Once it is not ro'i la'achilas kelev, so then it's not chaya levaer. So most shampoos out there are most solids out there, bars of soap or any other types of solids, so that most of those are nifsal me'achilas kelim, and therefore one does not have to worry about any type of chametz. Doesn't matter what's in it. If it's not, if it's totally disgusting, and even a dog wouldn't touch it, so that is why one doesn't have the problem. The question is, what about medicines? What if one has an inedible type of medicine, and it's not even roi l'achilas kelev, but the problem is that I'm going to want to take it. The fact that I want to take it, does that change anything? It's not roi inherently l'achilas kelev. The Rosh asked this question. The Rosh Imsachim, in the beginning of Perek Beis, the Rosh says, Yesh rotzim lomar, lav dafka hana'a, tehu adin nami achila. Even if you want to eat something that was eino roi l'achilas kelev, it's mutter. To afra ba'amuhu, because it's dirt. It's like you're eating dirt. You want to eat dirt? Fine, go eat dirt. Says the Rosh, v'lo mistaver. I don't think so. Di af al pish de butla dasa ochel etzel kaladam, mikol makom, kivan de iyu ka'achale, asur. Because you decide to eat it, that itself gives it chashivus. And even though, objectively, it's eino roi l'achilas kelev, the fact that I eat it, so that gives it chashivas, and that takes away my whole heter. The word that the poskim used for this, the Mishnah Berurah quotes it in Sif Katan Mem Gimel, Tuf Mem Beis Sif Katan Mem Gimel. The Mishnah Berurah says achshavei. Achshavei is the word that the Rishonim use. If I'm going to eat something, even if it's ain't a roi l'achilas kelev, it's disgusting. But if I want to eat it because, for whatever reason, so then I am giving it chashivas. That is what the Mishnah Berurah quotes here. I'll read a few if I can find it. Mikomakom, kivan to rotza lecho aser da achshavei. That's what he says. So if I decide to eat something that is in a roi l'achilas kelev, that could be a problem. So what about medicines? What about medicines? So the poskim say, though, here, still okay. And therefore, what do you mean still okay? If I have an inedible pill, I'm going to swallow it. That itself already is a tzal l'hakel. If it doesn't have any taste, then that's not regular eating. But what if I'm going to chew it, and it's totally disgusting, and it's bitter? There's no flavor added. If any flavor is added, so then has to be kosher l'Pesach. But if it's not, so Ramosha has a tshuva about this. Arachayim, Chelek, Beis, Simon, Sadik, Beis. Ramosha was asked by his Talmud of Ephraim Greenblatt, the Rivos Ephraim, used to live in Memphis, and he moved to Eretz Yisrael. Ubedvar ha-Rafua, Sha'atatzorach, Likach, Gam, Pesach. You have to take certain medicines on Pesach. V'yatachoshesh, you're worried. Ulai yesham ezach shash chametz. Maybe there's a little chametz in the mixture of the medicine. Mikivan shehu l'refuas hanituach. She'asu beber apnimi. First of all, you're taking the medicine because there was some internal organ you had an operation on. Pikuach nefesh. So first of all, don't worry about anything. It's pikuach nefesh, and therefore it is mutter. But then he says, even without sakana, ech shash. Tekfarnes bat nivtal kodem ha-Pesach. Misham ochel, it's already batel. What about achshavei? Says Rav Moshe, v'achshavei lo shayich b'davar shalokeach l'refuah. When does achshavei apply? That I'm taking this, I'm giving a chashivas, that if I'm acting out of my own free will, oh, I want to take this, I'm going to give a chashivas. But if it's to be taken as a medicine l'refuah, I'd rather not have to take this. I have to because I'm ones, I'm sick, so I have to take this medicine. That's not cool, deciding to take it and giving it chashivas. That's, I'm forced to take it, and therefore, it's still in the state of Ein Roi L'Achilas Kelev and it's mutter. Tiav Dvar Marmu Me'usim Notzal Nerefuah V'Lachein Ein Lecha Malachshosh V'Tikach Nerefuah Kimina Sh'Amar Lecha Rofei V'Hashem Yisbarach Yitain Lecha Yitain She'Yizel Nerefuah. Okay, that's an important principle. Again, if anybody's any shilas, one should have to ask their local posek. But if anything is Ein Roi L'Achila and it has no flavor and it tastes disgusting, so most medicines would be okay. Again, any type of flavoring that is added, it is worse. Generally, liquids one has to be more careful with because liquids are drinkable somewhat, even if they taste disgusting, but maybe they're drinkable. Depends what type of alcohol is involved. Some alcohols are chametzik, some alcohols are not chametzik. There's all different types of alcohols. Rabbi Eider, in his Sefer on Pesach, has a beautiful section on all of this, all of these halachas about different types of alcohol, denatured alcohol, ethyl alcohol, all the different types of alcohols, what are problematic or not. But generally, liquids are more problematic. Solids are generally eino ra'oi. And any pills, if it's just a pill, generally many posts can say one doesn't have to worry because it's eino ra'oi. And I'm taking it because of medicine, but Ramosha's tshuva. You don't say it's not called achshavei if I'm taking it just because I am sick. Okay. Finishing up, this isser of not eating anything with a mixture of chametz applies always. And if I eat it, I get malchus. Right? I'm eating it, I'm getting getting malchus. I'm doing it a mitzvah. Ubitznai, as the Rambam held, she yibahen kezayis b'chtei achilas pras. The chinuch is a Rambam man, and therefore he says as long as there's kezayis b'chtei achilas pras in it, but there is still no kares according to the Rambam. The Ramban would say there is kares if there's kezayis b'chtei achilas pras, and if not, there is only an isser d'rabanan besides the isser of chatzi shir, which always applies to all isurim. Just one point of the Menchas Chinuch I wanted to mention, and that he says in Os Gimel, in the middle of Os Gimel, the Dibra Maschil Vihine. See, he asks a question. We know there's a principle called Hasra, that I have to give warning. I have to give warning for anybody who does an Aveira. Right? If you do this Aveira, so then you are going to get punished. The Pnei Yeshua writes in Ksubis, in the Kuntres Achron in Ksubis, in Simen Ayin Beis, that you always have to give Hasra because you can never be 100% sure. The guy knows it's wrong. Even if he's the greatest Talmud Chacham in the world, we Paskin, you have to give Hasra. Because maybe he doesn't know it's a married woman. Maybe he doesn't know this is treif. Maybe he forgot it's Shabbos. No matter what, you always have to give Hasra to be Mavada, to be Vada, sure that the guy knows. And then the guy has to accept the Hasra. Almanas Kenan Yoseh. I'm doing it anyway. I know it's Aser. So ask the Minchas Chinuch. What happens if you warn a person? Oh, one more point of introduction. The Minchas Chinuch says there are some Rishonim, a minority of Rishonim, Rashi and Shvuas Daf Chafim Abayis, where Rashi says that when you give Hasra, you have to quote the Pasuk. You have to say, which Pasuk is this included in? If you do this, you're going to violate Lo Sasekom Malacha. If you do this, you're going to violate Lo Sokakom Nevela. Quote the Pasuk. That's Rashi and Shvuas Daf Chaf. Most Rishonim don't say that. Most of them just say the Yisr. Rashi and Shuas Daf Chaf, the Minchas Chinuch likes this Rashi. He talks about it in the Mitzvah Lamed Beis later on. But says the Minchas Chinuch, what happens if a person quotes the wrong eating chametz pasuk? What if he quotes, if you eat this mixture of chametz, you're going to violate lo yeachel chametz, meaning the one in Mitzvah Yotes. Or the opposite, if you're about to eat real chametz and you quote kol machmetz lo sochelu. That's his question. Onir Pashit, see, he says, "Im hisr ba'al tarovas chametz b'shem lo yechal chametz." If you want tarovas chametz because of the pasuk by real chametz, oh, hisr ba'al chametz kaver b'shem lav tocholach metzes, says the Minchas Chinuch, it's two separate isurim, and it wouldn't be a good hasra. Eino loke to lo avi hasra klal. Kamosha kasabnu kama pamim lim hisr b'shem lav macher. It's just like in the words of the Minchas Chinuch's view. It's just like if I'm about to tell somebody, don't eat that pig, and he's really eating a kosher animal not slaughtered. It's two separate aveiros. So that's the Minchas Chinuch suggestion. You might argue, you might say that, you know, at least in one direction, don't eat the tarovas chametz if you say you shouldn't, right? You have to work out which direction, but he assumes it's two separate aveiros. But one might be able to be argued if you think about the lundus, which we're not going to get into right now. Okay, we'll stop here. Related to tarovas chametz, but Hashem, we continue tomorrow, getting back to three mitzvahs in a row having to do with Karban Pesach. Okay, we'll stop here. Tonight is the Parsha Shir, by the way. Parsha Shir.